Hey, listen, did you know that we have daily tips to help you grow your contracting business? Listen, I know you're busy, which is why so much of our teaching comes to you in quick-to-consume forms. You might notice that podcasts might be getting a little bit shorter. My videos are getting a little bit shorter. Okay? Well, we have one of these quick-to-consume forms of teaching that we have for you is our daily tips for your business. All right? So listen, in less than 2 minutes a day, you'll get some quick, actionable content to help you grow a stronger contracting business. So all you need to do is text the word TIPS, T-I-P-S, to 719-299-3852. Text the word TIPS to 719-299-3852 and get a little bit stronger today in your business. TIPS to 719-299-3852. And keep fighting the fight.
The biggest change that's ever occurred in my life in the past 10 years has been when someone showed me a way and just turned around and said, look, you know, here's the path that just went. Come on, let's go.
All right, so imagine your spouse coming up to you and saying, how are we still making money when you're home all the time? You're not working as much as you used to. That's what my guest today's wife said to him after just a few weeks in the Contractor Sales Academy. Today, I have the privilege of talking with Casey Fabling of Fabling Built. He's a renovation and remodeling contractor in Richmond, Virginia. And he's a couple of years into business, and he's killing it. He's doing some really great things when it comes to building a team and, you know, taking control of his sales process. And most importantly, making more profit. In fact, in the fourth quarter of 2017, just after a couple months in our CSA group, he doubled his profit, doubled the amount of money that he was putting in his pocket as a result of just some of the mindsets and things that he's learning in the group. So check out this awesome talk that I have with Casey Fabling. And appreciate y'all taking some time to be here and listen to this. If you find value in this podcast in any way, shape, or form, please go to iTunes, give us a rating. And anyway, without further ado, Casey Fabling. Casey, what is up? How you doing?
I'm great. How are you, Tom?
I'm doing well. Last time we tried this, we were in Nashville for our event. And we had a phenomenal discussion with you and another one of our buddies, Greg Dempsey, a home builder. And the three of us sat here and we talked for half an hour, 40 minutes, and then I realized it didn't record. So
it was a great conversation.
It was a great conversation. That's right. So, well, here we are again. It is, February 2018 is where we're having this discussion. And last time we had a discussion like this, like I said, it was at our CSA event in Nashville, early December of 2017. So appreciate you carving out some time to make this happen again, man.
My pleasure.
So, hey, tell us a little bit about your business, who you are, how long you've been doing this stuff, and we'll go from there.
Yeah. So this is, I started this business 2.5 years ago. We're a remodeling, renovation and repair company in Richmond, Virginia. I just love helping homeowners with their homes. Started out as a kid working in carpentry and worked for a good friend through high school and college. Kind of had a knack for it. And after college, looked for a job for a while and was fixing something for a woman. And she said, you know, you could probably stop looking for work and just start working. And,
okay.
Kind of, you know, ambling road up till now, but now it's the rest is history. So,
all right. So you've been at this a couple years now. Go back to day one of your business, knowing what you know now. Yeah. All right. What is one thing that you did since day one that was absolutely right, and one thing you did from day one that was absolutely wrong?
Day one, I always knew my network was valuable and treasured, you know? And so I would really focus on that team of referrals or just team of homeowners, it really made sure that you know, it was my focus to make them feel valuable and appreciated. So that was one thing that was done well from day one. Poorly, you know, I was day one, I was just looking for work and any kind of job. I had no focus. I had no clear path. I had no goal for profit. I had no, you know, I was just working, and I figured if I stayed busy enough, then things would just work out. So,
all right. So you're kind of moving ahead aimlessly.
That's pretty much.
That's the word that came to my mind when you were sharing that was aimless.
Right. So it was, you know, get the sale, sweat the delivery. problem is there's no process for delivery and it showed. So.
Okay. So let me ask you this. What have you learned about yourself since you went into business for yourself? Because there's a lot of guys that are listening to this that are younger. You know, I don't mean just age, but I mean younger business owners. Maybe it's a guy that's been in the trade for a long time, and then you start a business and then you get into it a little while, and then your eyes are open to some things in yourself. And I'm just curious what you've seen.
Yeah. And it's, you know, I'll clarify too, that a few years ago I started another business with a partner, and that lasted an entire year. And I learned a lot then. But I didn't apply all the lessons to myself. You know, this time there's no one else to blame. There's no one else to point the finger at, you know, it's got to come back to me. So that's been it's been eye opening. I've learned a lot of things I'm really bad at.
Okay.
consistently, you know, and I've learned how long I can hustle before I start burning out and getting frustrated. And I've learned to again, you know, turning back to the network, build that network around me. We now have 10 employees, so, you know, really, really focus on that and support them and their strengths and put them in a good place.
Right.
Cause when they're happy and supported and doing great work, you know, it's just, everybody's life's a lot better. So,
yeah. So what are you really good at? Like you said, you suck at a lot of things. You've learned that you suck at a lot of things. Give me two things you suck at and one thing that you're great at. Like you're the Michael Jordan of,
you know, so one thing I suck at is, I suck at just like professional project management. I just, you know, developing and following the plan. And it's not something I realized I suck at until I hired somebody who gets really excited about it and is really good at it. And it's like, you need to do that. And I need to stop.
Yeah. I need to get out of the way.
Let me get out of the way. Let me put you up. A secondary point of that is administration. I'm not that great at administration, you know, making sure that everything's perfectly lined up. You sent me a text with all the links just before this. And I'm thinking this guy either knows me or he just does it for everybody.
So did you, on that note, did you get like texts and email reminders and stuff for the call?
I had a reminder 2 days ago.
Okay.
Yesterday shows my calendar.
Then one 10 minutes before and all that. That's Roz, my assistant. She makes all that happen. She's,
it was perfect. Well, she sent those but I set up for myself as well. So,
okay, cool.
Yeah. So, but something I'm really good at is leading a team, is getting a team together, motivating and rallying the guys, and really taking those stars and putting them in the right place. So,
all right. So that's interesting. I didn't expect you to say that, which is good. See, this is a surprise for me too. I expected you to say you were really great at getting leads or sales or something like that.
The interesting thing is, you know, that's something traditionally I've been good at, and probably up until, actually when you and I met each other, you know, when we were sitting there in Nashville, that's probably the thing that I said I was the best at. Sitting in that room and looking at those guys who, they're not the only salesman in their team. They're not the only lead generator. You know, I've spent the last couple months really sitting on that and saying, how do we shift this off of just me and start building the team. So,
yeah, that's huge. You know, there's a book that was written a while ago. I think you've heard of it. You know, you might even read it. We've been talking about it in our Contractor Sales Academy group and stuff, and you'll see the term thrown around, but ego is the enemy. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like you've got your ego in check. Like you're willing to get out of the way. You're willing to step aside. You're willing to let somebody else, like your project management guy, like you're just going, hey, not just cause you suck at it, but cause there's a lot of things that we suck at that we don't let go of because our ego's in the way. Cause we think we have to work on that weakness or something. So how have you been able to get yourself out of the way and lead your team?
A big part of it is transparency and just being honest, you know, being honest with the team, and just telling, you know, when I drop the ball, just saying, you know, I dropped the ball. On the other hand too, if someone else drops the ball, we talk about it. So that's part of it, just being honest and being okay with sucking at something. The other side of that is I'm married to a great woman who keeps me honest and keeps me humble. My ego can only get so big.
Yeah.
You know, my kids are the same, you know, they keep me in check. So
that's cool. That's cool. So leading your team, I want to camp on that for a couple minutes before we move on. So,
yep.
Cause that's, you know, most guys struggle with finding people, keeping people, building a good team. Myself and so many people I know have burned through probably some really good guys cause we were shitty leaders. And I'm curious, maybe, you know, well, you made reference to the last couple months. You just said the last couple months, you're really trying to have this shift to be a better leader and things like that. So what have you done specifically to grow in this area and what's been your biggest challenge?
So a couple things, we had some slow days in December and January. And so there are three guys specifically that I paid them to come in, sit in the office and watch videos, listen to role plays, you know, just really practice on them, double down. I'm in this group called the Contractor Sales Academy and I had them sit and really dive into some of that info and pay attention to that. So, you know, those are some of the specific things. Now, the interesting thing is, you know, I'm self-motivated, self-taught, you know, put a meal in front of me, I'm going to eat it. And it's interesting that even with all this info, it's making sure that, okay, giving them now a plan to, okay, do this. Now, what are you going to do with it? And following up and making sure the biggest challenge is, they don't do it the way I do it, you know?
Yeah.
And I get a text from a client or a call from a client, disappointed, frustrated, you know, lack of communication or miscommunication and, things that I take for granted. I don't know that other people don't know. In renovation, it's the same, you know, leading, giving the guys more, less, this is how you do it. This is all the steps, but here's the end goal. We need to get to this end goal. And letting them kind of fill in a lot of the gaps. Well, there's a lot of things I know about renovation that they don't know. And I don't know they don't know until,
right.
Until they ask, or I just assume they don't know and tell them. So it's an interesting balance of leading and giving goals and helping them along the way without giving them every step. Does that make sense?
No, it totally does. Cause you know, if you're giving them every step, then you're doing all the thinking, you know? And so you've got to put them in situations where they can use their brain. They can think within the context of how you define an ideal outcome for a job and what your experience needs to look like. And they're going to stub their toes now and then, you know, when you put them in those positions.
Right. And you know, I all this time is cleared me up to be more, to really focus on my network again and focus on those influencers. But the other time, on the other hand, I'm sharing that interaction. I'm sharing that, you know, that, for example, when a realtor says, hey, I need you to look at something. Well, instead of me jumping in and running and going, I'll do the initial pre-qual conversation and then hand that off to one of my project managers or job coordinators and saying, you know what, I think this would be a good fit for you. this is the specific information that I think that you're going to be looking for. Our estimating process and our you know, the math that we come up with the final number is pretty simple.
Yeah.
And I simplified it to make sure that they could go and do anyone on our team should be able to estimate either a change, an upsell, or something. So
you got your whole team equipped to sell.
We're working on it.
Yeah. That's uncommon. Yeah. You know, it's funny, kind of a side note here. Remember years and years ago, I forget what was the name of it I read? It was either a book called Built to Sell that I read, or was a conversation or a speech I heard from a guy who sells businesses or helps broker deals and things like that when people want to sell a business. And one of the biggest limiting factors to somebody who would want to buy a business, any business at all, is that one of the first questions this one guy, I wish I could remember the source, but he said that one of the first questions he asked a guy when the guy comes in, like if you came to him, Casey, and you said, hey, I want to sell my business, the first question he's going to ask you is, what percentage of sales are you responsible for? And if it's more than 20%, he says, come back to me when you're 20% or less.
Yeah.
He says, because otherwise that buyer isn't going to give you as much money because all those sales happen because of you, not because of the system and the process and the team that you built. So you're on the right path with that, man. That's cool. You know, you don't want to be the only one putting points on the board.
No. And you know, my track for, I expect it'll be a couple of years before it's really pass off the 50% mark, but I'm okay with that. You know,
yeah.
I gotta have some value.
Well, you gotta have a goal to shoot for, right? So let's hop into, I want to talk, because we both brought it up a couple of times. It's popped out of our mouth here, the whole Contractor Sales Academy, CSA, what we call it. You joined mid 2017, right? July or something?
July, I think, yeah.
July 2017. How'd you come across it? How'd you find us?
I was doing what I do much less of this, but I do, it used to be almost every night I'd be laying in bed thinking about numbers, thinking about crap, thinking about jobs, thinking about schedule, reliving the day and trying to predict tomorrow. I'm like, there's gotta be a better way to do this. I was just really frustrated. And, you know, 2 years into the business, was not where I thought I would be. My first six months were gung-ho, awesome, but pretty much it was me and a couple guys around me. And you just race to the finish line. You know, I was just a technician. That's it. I was a good technician who had a good support system around me.
Okay.
And then year two, I knew I couldn't sustain that. I can't be out swinging the hammer and doing the sales and around the business. So year two, I made some changes. I took my foot off the throttle. I coasted and wound up at the end of the year. So 18 months in, 20 grand in debt. And realistically, I've been able to quantify about 100,000 of missed opportunity, whether it's warranties or wasted time. It was just, we should have been 80 grand plus and we weren't.
Yeah.
And so, you know, 6 months later, I'm sitting here, it's the middle of summer. We're supposed to be jamming, making good money. And I barely got myself out of that hole I was in. And I'm thinking, this isn't why I did this. This isn't why I started my own business. This isn't why, you know, I put my family through this junk. What am I going to do different? So I'm laying there, got my phone. And I think, you know what? I listen to a lot of podcasts. I bet you there's a contractor podcast out there. So I just Google, grab my phone, I Google contractor podcast. Your podcast pops up. I think I, you know, crunched through 4 or 5 episodes. And then I was on your blog and I was checking out what else you were doing. And I was like, okay, well, this is the, and then I joined the Facebook group.
The Contractor Fight Facebook group. Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. And it's simple, right? You join, and there's one thing you've got to do. The cover charge is you've got to own your crap. Yeah. You and I tell this story a little differently, but I owned my crap right away. I was like, I'm getting this out of the way. I procrastinate. I am a procrastinator, and I just laid out my crap there. 24 hours later, I get the post. You've been off. Yeah, you didn't.
You've been axed from the group.
I saw the axe, and then I can't even respond to it because Ross had already taken me off. So I start blowing you up on Twitter. I was like, if he's blocked me on Facebook, I'm gonna try different avenues. So I was blowing you up on Twitter, Instagram, your email, and we talked very briefly, and you're like, you're right. So I missed it. We came back, and I'm thinking, first off, if you're gonna do what you say you're gonna do,
right?
And you know, that actually, I was like, that's a kind of sets apart, right? I mean, that's,
yeah.
How many people are going to do that? How many people are going to set that litmus test, which is pretty simple, but still live up to it if you don't own your crap. We talked, and 5 days later, I swiped my credit card for the CSA. Cause I was like, if this is the free version, what's the paid version like?
Yeah. So. Yeah. And it, you know, that was our bad. We didn't see your original post. Right. And,
I didn't tag you in it either. So, you know, okay. I've learned I need to tag you and stuff.
All right. That's all good, man. But so, all right. So you were like, all right, if this is the free version, what's the paid version like? So what's in the last, what are we, July?
Yeah.
July, August, September, October, November, December, six, seven, little over 7 months. What's been your experience in the CSA? Like, give us a snapshot of maybe before and after, stress, money, anything that comes to your mind that's, you know,
really, really simply, you know, 7 months ago I had a job and now I have business, a construction company that guys are part of a team. I mean, so right after I joined, this one guy named John, he reaches out to me. He's a project manager for a big landscaping company. And he says, so, what's your, you know, what are your job descriptions and start at? And I was like, well, we don't really have them. He's like, pull over, stop right now. He said, do you have an accountability partner? I said, no. He said, well, I'm your new accountability partner. You're not going to like it. But so he's, you know, he said, what are you going to have done by Tuesday at noon? And I told him, he's like, all right. So 11 o'clock next Tuesday, he's texting me, you get it done? I said, yes, it's in your inbox, you know, and we did that. He rode me for like 2 months and just made sure I got my crap together. It kind of came out of a simple question. I said, well, what do you expect out of a company? What would you expect? And when he told me, he gave me a really basic list. And I was like, yeah, I don't have any of that. He's like, we're about to go for a ride.
So to be clear, for those listening, this is just another member in the group. This isn't one of the coaches in the group. This is a guy who's not even a business owner. I know who you're talking about. John's an awesome guy, and he's all in, man. He's making the company he works for better. We allow not just the business owner in the group, but up to three people from each company come into the group. And so that's why John's in the group. So this is just another member. Your first week, he reaches out to you and you're just like, what the heck, you know, like, and he's holding your feet to the fire. And so that's what's cool, because, as you know, we're more interested in having the right people in the group. You know, because if we have the right people in the group, then we're going to help each other more. Because the power is truly in the group. It's not me, Derek, and Steve. You know, it's, I mean, yeah, we certainly, you know, pull our weight and facilitate and lead the way on things. I don't take away from that. But truly, the power is in the group itself.
Right. That's the interesting thing too. Last year, Laura was, you know, part of the admin side of the group. And I reached out to her, I think it was October sometime, early November. And I said, you know, I want to get on a call with you, cause I want to see what, from your perspective, you know, it just opened my eyes in a lot of ways. Neil's the same. And in Nashville, I actually spent a lot of time with one of Derek's guys, Chris. and learned a lot from his perspective, because he's someone who had kind of made his way into construction, not through normal channels. And I was just able to ask him a lot of times in a lot of different ways, what does this look like where you're happy? You know, what does this look like? And so, you know, it's just the collective intelligence of the group. It kind of goes back to that network is I can't be the smartest guy in the room. And right. if I am, I'm in the wrong room, but, or I'm just lying to myself.
Yeah.
You know, but the collective intelligence of the group, that, you know, the higher that I can get, the higher I can raise my team, the higher I can go. A friend of mine just joined the CSA, who's a competitor here, in Richmond. I'm super excited because, you know, as we get better and start competing on jobs, then it's just going to set either of us up for better success, both of us for better success. So,
you know, it's interesting you bring that up, and I didn't know you guys were competitors, or maybe I knew and then I just forgot or something, you know, but there are so many business coaching organizations and groups that are out there, and I've been a part of them in the past, where their big selling point, one of their big selling points is exclusivity in your area. And I look at that, and it was a long time ago that I was a part of this stuff. And at the time I'm like, yeah, that makes sense. You know, I want to be getting all the secrets, right? And things like that. And I don't want my competitors to get it. And I've been blown away over the past several years, just what I've learned about scarcity mindset versus abundance mindset. And what we really have in the CSA is more of the abundance mindset. I mean, we have several members that have their competitors, direct competitors in this group. And the result is it's helped everyone's business. It hasn't hurt anyone's business, you know? And I think that's just something, not that we have to talk a lot about that, but I think it's... You just kind of mentioned it in passing there, and it was just an observation that I've made is, you know, when we're all getting better together and we're getting stronger and this and that, and we're leveling, I mean, that's what the Contractor Fight podcast is about. We're like, hey, let's take back control. Let's take back our dignity. Let's, you know, build the type of businesses, add the value, get paid for the value that we're worth. And to say that I don't want that for my competitor as well is really a mistake, because it ultimately hurts all of us when we have that closed-minded, closed-fisted mindset.
Right. I mean, thinking about it, you know, back in July, I had a good, you know, I had a good sales trajectory. Mm-hmm. We were selling good jobs. We were doing good jobs. You know, it's not like I was in the hole. I was in the black. Didn't have money sitting on, I didn't have a bunch of credit or anything like that. I was working with good guys. It just wasn't going where I wanted it to go or hoped it would go. You know, and it's not like I was in this mire that needed to be pulled out of. It's just that getting around other people, realizing, oh, there's a better way to do this. Mm. Getting around and you know, specific to contractors too, because it's like, the crap that I say to myself and the crap that's in my head, hearing that come out of someone else's mouth. And I don't remember who first said this, but you know, it's just like, you just got to come up. I had like a dumpster full of head trash that just like dump right out of my ear. You know, it's just getting around the right team of people. And even if you are competing, it is a team, right? You know, we're working to serve our community in the best way we can.
All right, listen, I have talked exhaustively about the Contractor Sales Academy and the value that it is bringing to contractors in many, many different types of trades all over the country. And listen, I want to encourage you to take a shot. Take a shot. Listen, you don't grow unless you're uncomfortable. You don't grow unless you are willing to be coached. You don't grow unless you're willing to own your crap and really learn that there's a different way to success. You don't have to follow the same rules as all the other contractors do. You don't have to settle for a shit 10% profit when you're adding tons and tons of value to your clients, your community, your employees, and all that other stuff. Okay. So I want to encourage you to go to ContractorSalesAcademy.com, ContractorSalesAcademy.com, and check it out. Join the group. Get in here. You get access to our private Facebook community, which is pretty damn special. Our big thing in there is mindset and accountability. And truthfully, not everyone has the stomach for it. Okay, so let me be clear. It's not just a Facebook group. The accountability happens on the phone with other members. If you're local to another member, you can hang out, grab a beer, grab coffee, whatever it is. But get ready for some massive accountability, because chances are you probably already know a lot of the things, quote unquote, that you need to do to get better. But you're just not doing it because you're alone. You don't have the support system. And so that's one big thing that I want to encourage you to be encouraged by, that when you join the Contractor Sales Academy, you get massive, massive accountability in that group. You get access to our Shinfu sales training program, which helps you save a ton of time, sell your jobs at higher prices, good stuff like that. The Contractor Sales Academy membership is good for you as the owner and up to three other people from your company. All right, so your gatekeeper who answers the phone, if you have other salespeople, if you have a foreman or two, whatever it is, a total of four of you get to come in under the same membership. We have three live weekly training calls to choose from. Three live calls with myself and the other coaches in the group that will help you to hold you accountable, reach your goals, and build the type of business that you want to build. All right. So head to ContractorSalesAcademy.com to learn more. ContractorSalesAcademy.com. And listen, you want to get on the phone? Just send us a message. We'll get on the phone. We'll see if this is right for you. Ciao. So one of the big fundamental things that we teach in the CSA is to use the telephone and, you know, to protect your time and not just run out every time somebody says, come give me a bid. And then we run out there and we beg. Right. And stuff like that. And then we're at their mercy and they're in control of the sales process, all this other stuff. So I know one of the biggest mental blocks, obstacles, whatever you want to call it, that I hear from guys that either haven't joined the CSA yet, they're hesitant to join, or even some that have just taken the leap and joined, but they're maybe new in the group and things sure. like that we have. A lot of them tend to have this block in there that says, I can't sell my services over the phone. This can't work for me. Sure. So, I mean, you're doing renovations and remodeling. There's certainly a lot of different factors. You're not just looking at, you know, the number of windows on a house and then you go, this is how much money it is. You're not, you know what I'm saying? You've got pretty in-depth stuff right. that you're well, doing. So what do you tell the guy that says you can't do this stuff over the phone?
I think you said this as an aside, right? When I joined.
If it was brilliant, I probably said it. So
it just, was.
Okay.
Was
great for this. Yeah.
you said, you know, you just don't want to be in the appointment taking business. Hmm. And the reality is, yeah, when my phone rang, and that's how I thought I was taking best care of my network.
Okay.
When my phone rang, I ran out there. And I was counting success by how many appointments I took in a week. You know, and I had this mantra in the back that was like, you know, be home for dinner, put my family first and things like that. But the reality is I would come screeching in some nights, you know, I was always 30 minutes late home, always. Like my wife knew if I gave her a time, she needed to add 30 minutes.
Okay.
And so it's just consistently, within a month, I got 15 to 20 hours a week back just by using the phone, just by picking up my phone and having a conversation. And when someone says, you know, I need to run out here saying, hey, can we talk about this? Is it all right if I ask you some questions? Mm-hmm. And really pre-qualifying, because you know what? I have stood in someone's kitchen that I thought was, we had a great conversation. Now I'm thinking 30, 40,000. They're like, oh, we have six. Mm-hmm. And it's like, man, I would love to help you, but I wish we'd had that conversation earlier, because we would have definitely spent this last hour very differently. And the reality is we may not have even spent this last hour, or I can probably tell you what for 6,000 I can do over the phone, over photos. And so, you know, just really making sure that I protect my time, you know. But that's one of the things about being in the group. Sure, I call bullshit on that. No, you can't sell over the phone. Of course you can't. You have to stand there. I'm in renovation. This isn't the pawn business. You know, this is, I've got to go stand inside someone's house. It's like, no, you can. You really can. You can really pre-qualify and you can get, who cares what it costs? You get all that money back within, you know, within the first 2 days of the month I pay the CSA back. So you
had a post a couple of weeks ago. You were like painting your fireplace or something at home. Were you doing something at home? And what was your post about? You did something while you were painting. You were at home hanging out.
I don't remember the specifics. I don't like painting myself. And so it gives me lots of time to think. But you know, the reality is like having free time, even just to do that, you know, not going crazy and, I don't remember the specifics of the post, but I remember I was just able to think of how thankful I was for some specific people who had spoken to my life.
Well, you sold something.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Did you? Okay. Yeah.
So what was that about?
Yeah. Someone called me up and I'm, you know, I've got my Bluetooth headphones and I'm painting and they're like, you know, I just need to come out. And so I was like, hold on. And it's just talking over the phone and, I'm just painting. I'm not, you know, I can't sit still anyway. I'm really impressed. I've not moved as much as I have right now, but, you know, I have the steps memorized of how I need to, you know, the points I need to hit and make sure I go through and I was painting. So I was able to take my time, but yeah, I don't remember what it was exactly. It was like a $4,500 job that, I never even met the person. I never went out there. I just, over the phone, they had sent me some photos and I'm painting my fireplace, selling jobs.
That's awesome.
It was unreal. It was just, I was wearing my painting sweatpants and a t-shirt. And I was
but it started with, hey, you need to come on out here and look at it. So a year ago, what do you do?
Yeah. Oh my God. I would have said, I'm in the middle of this job. It's going to get wet. The dog's, I can meet you maybe Thursday, you know?
Right.
So it's just,
that's cool.
Yeah, it would have been a sale or it would have been, it just would have taken an extra 3 hours out of my week.
One of the big things that I try to get people to understand, and I have not done a good job of this. I don't think we've done a good job of this in the CSA, to be quite honest, is a lot of people think that the goal is that, you know, in our sales process, we call Shinfu, that the goal of Shinfu is to sell the job over the phone. That is not the goal. The goal is if I'm going to take my valuable time and the client's valuable time, because they're a person who should be respected and all those things as well. If all of us are going to take our collective valuable time, we just need to make sure that it's going to be time well spent, that we're on the same page, that we're in the same ballpark and things like that. So the goal, now the byproduct is often, you know, a lot of guys end up selling the job over the phone because they have this open, honest conversation with people. But there are times that you certainly need to go out there. I mean, we have one guy, you know, he's in the water feature industry, but Travis. Travis is this introverted guy. He's just laid back. He is 100% closing when he goes out to somebody's house since like mid 2015. Think about that. Okay. And he's gotten so good at pre-qualifying on the phone that he's not picked up a deposit check 100% of his consultations with him when he goes out to meet somebody at their home. And now, but he still goes out there. So my point is you just want to make sure that you're going out and standing in front of the right people. So listen, I want to start winding this down. There's one thing I'd love for you to share. You were in the group. I don't know how long you were in, but your wife said something to you. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Tell us about that. This is pretty cool, dude.
I'm pretty sure that's what you're talking about. She said, and she said this to me, and then Steve happened to be coming through, and we met for lunch, and he just mentioned it to her, but I mean, she mentioned it to him as well, but she said, how are we still making money in your home? Like, how is the company how's the company still getting along and you're not away from here, you know? And she was able to see the difference. Is that what you're talking about?
Yep. Yeah.
You know, and that, you know, like I said, she's a no bullshit person. And she'll, she's not going to say something in front of Steve because he's sitting there or not, you know? So,
mm-hmm.
You know, for me, I've learned to not convince her of something, to just let it be. And if it is, it is. If it isn't, it isn't, you know?
Yeah.
And so for her to say that, I was like, okay, this is working. This is connecting. This is coming home and making a difference at home. So.
Yeah. I mean, I think what's pretty cool is a few minutes ago, you're like, you know, within a matter of weeks, you were saving 15 to 20 hours a week. So you just go 15 hours, that's 60 hours a month, you know? And my guess is you weren't late for dinner much more,
you know,
maybe on occasion. But that's all right.
No,
that's all good. But
well, and it's, you know, the reality too is I was trying to do three things. I was trying to sell, mm-hmm. manage, and run the business.
Yeah.
You know, and that's just on the work side of things. And then my personal plate, I had zero hobbies. I had zero time outside of work. And so now being able to take the management side and be able to step out and spend less time and be more valuable. I mean, that's the whole point is you're right. The Shin Food process isn't selling.
Yeah.
It's making much better value of the time that you have.
I like that. That's
and
good.
It's being more valuable to your client, because guess what? If we're not a good fit, and I can tell you that over the phone, I've been way more valuable than I was before when I was like, let me come out here. Let me waste your lunch hour. Let me make you miss work or come home, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So being more valuable here has let me be more valuable in project management, to where I can productize, processize, and train. And I'm spending more time building the business. We as a team are going through, we're focusing on profit this quarter and really establishing and building and really focusing on some goals for the company that we're all marching toward. But all that obviously has left me to be more available at home and spend more time with my family and make more goals and make more plans. So
that's cool. So, all right. So you got more time back. You're making more money, you know, job sizes are creeping up. You're raising up your team, all this other stuff. What would you say in the last, you know, well, 7-8 months, whatever it's been, have been the biggest mind shifts that have led to these results for you personally?
I mean, a big one was just knowing that there's a different way. I know, and the biggest change that's ever occurred in my life in the past 10 years has been when someone showed me a different way and didn't set up some high lofty pillar. I was like, well, you can never achieve this, but showed me a way and said, and just turned around and said, look, here's the step I just took, you know, here's the path that just went, come on, let's go. And you know, whether that's, I've got a group of men that I've been meeting with for 2.5 years who've shown me that in a lot of personal ways, helped me become a better father and husband and just member of my community. Sometimes that requires them stand there with a 2x4 in their hand, you know,
yeah. Right.
You know, but it's the same thing, you know, when John and he, you know, yeah, I remember one conversation where he's like, did you do that thing? I was like, no, I'm not done yet. He's like, all right, call me when you're done. And he hung up. That's it. You know, it's like, yeah. we have nothing to talk about. You know, it's just knowing that there's a way, there's a different way. That's not this crap that mm-hmm. I've been living so far. You know, you sit there in the swamp or in the mire, and you're just like, everybody's around here telling each other, okay, go get, here's how you get soap in the mire. Here's how you get cleaned off in the mire. Here's how you survive in the mire. It's like someone shows up coming from the mountaintop, like, hey, you want to come this way? I know how to get out of here. Let's go. You know? Yeah. So
that's cool. You know, it's funny, as I tell people a lot, I think if somebody is really listening to what's being said between the lines in our conversation here, The CSA is so Now, listen, we have strategies, we have tactics, we have coaching calls that talk about numbers and, you know, practice selling and role playing. And so there's plenty of tactical and strategic things to help somebody's business that we, sure, that we engage in the group. But the, it's funny that when I talk to somebody who's been in it a while, their number, the number one thing that you hear has nothing to do with the strategy and the tactics and this and this and this. It all comes back to two things. One is just the culture that's been created to change your mindset and the culture of accountability with one another in the group. It's like, those are kind of, to me, the, you know, the secret ingredients to why there's been so much success, because there's a lot of other, there's so many things out there that are free online, like tactically and strategically, you could find anything online, anything in a book, you can join a number of other groups and all this other stuff, have the information, know the information in your head, yet be stuck in the same place and never change.
Here's part of that. So, you know, 7 months ago, my solution process was get another resource, find another podcast specifically. Mm-hmm. And the reality is there was something that was different enough that I was like, this is not the same. You know, yeah, this isn't just another podcast. Because I've been listening to podcasts and reading books for 10 years on business, on construction, and it's never, it would bump the dial a little bit.
Yeah.
But it was never a big change. So that's been the big change, is it's been the community. It's been, you know, I mean, I remember Michael, another young guy, he was one of the first guys I reached out to, and I was just like, you know, this is all pretty new to me. What do some of these words mean? What is Money Monday? What is this? Yeah. You know, and what are some of these different things we talk about? And so he was able to explain really quickly and easily, but there was a bond. There's a community. We're staying with each other up at the Revolution. We hung up out of Nashville, you know, Greg and I roomed in Nashville. We'd never met each other before. And we were checking in the hotel and they're like, good friends. Well, kind of, we just met like an hour ago at the airport though.
Yeah. In person for the first time. Yeah. Yeah.
But it's like, you know, there's a community that's there for you, that you can reach out to when it's sucking, but you know, we celebrate each other's victories too. That's awesome. So it's the tactics and the strategy. Those are there. I mean, you guys have definitely taught me things that apply in a way that I've never thought of it before, but you've lived it and you're applying something that you know that you found, but you've also applied it and can teach how to apply it. So,
well, that's cool, man. Well, listen, I appreciate you carving out some time to hang with me today and do this thing twice, to have this conversation twice.
Good conversation before.
It was. I hit record this time. So
I see that.
I keep checking too. Like the whole time I'm like, you Jag, if you don't record this again, you're an idiot. I'm excited. I leave tomorrow to head to York, Pennsylvania for our Revolution. So by the time people are listening to this, it'll be a month after that or so. But excited to see everybody there and hang out and tip back a cold one maybe or something like that. If somebody wants to, if they're in Richmond area, if they're out in your neck of the woods and things like that, they're passing through, maybe they want to have a cup of coffee, they want to invite you to come speak to their company, they want to have you as a guest on their podcast or whatever it is, how does somebody reach out to you, man?
Yeah. So, my name is Casey and my business is Fabling Built.
Fabling, right?
Yep.
And then Fabling Built.
BUILT is in tango.
All right.
And you can reach me out at fablingbuilt.com, or you can, we've got a Facebook page, but yeah, my direct email is casey@fablingbuilt.com. I'd love to share what this has meant to me. I'd love to share, you know, the things that I've learned through this, because there's nothing special that I've done to get where I'm at. I really just have applied it and believe that it's possible. And, you know, if I can help give you that hope and help you make a change for yourself, for your family, you know, the changes that's occurred over the last 7 months are going to affect my children's children. So I'm excited about that. And I want to share that with anybody I can. So yeah, feel free to reach out to me.
Awesome, bud. Well, I appreciate you hanging out with us here today. And, Look forward to seeing you this week, man.
Sounds good, man.
All right, Travis, bring in those guitars, and we will see you guys next time on the Contractor Fight.